So I was watching a video by SaberSpark today, and what I saw on there was a very interesting topic, because usually he'll do like reviews, or he'll do what happens and whatever the other, you know, whatever animation topic may come to mind. But, you know, once in a while he'll talk about something that's, you know, associated with animation and everything. But, you know, at times it might be a little bit more different. Like when he talks about it, you know that in a way it's, you know, if it's interesting enough for him to talk about, you know, it's going to get people talking, period. And what he talked about was the fact that this YouTuber, very infamous, very famous, well-renowned YouTuber, had paid about up to $50,000 on an AMV that he wanted made personally for him. Because one of the things SaberSpark did after the end of the initial video was he added a little bit of an update stating that he got in contact with one of the animators on the AMV, and they specifically told him, specifically told him that this AMV was made, you know, personally for this guy, for this YouTuber. And it was an AMV focusing on his OC being pursued by Charlene, if you will, of Has-Been Hotel. And, you know, it's very well, and his thing, the video is very well animated, and apparently there's two versions. So I guess you could say an uncensored version, explicit version, visually, and there's one that's more cleaned up, more suitable, you know, for YouTube. And one thing Saber brought up in this, it's like, well, you know, why would you waste your money in doing this? Because apparently this guy's channel is not doing so well. It's not, you know, as, I guess you could say, as, you know, relevant as it used to be. It's not like gaining, you know, the momentum that it used to have. It's not getting the views, you know, that it used to have. And because of that, he's not financially, through monetization, you know, being able to, I guess, post videos, you know, on a regular basis. And he's known for like these animated, you know, for these animated rap battles and everything that he's uploaded, you know, between different animated or anime characters. And again, apparently he, you know, his channel has lost a lot of momentum, and it's not like it used to be. You know, there's even a clip that SaberSpark, you know, shares from the guy's channel where he's basically stating that, you know, the viewership on one of his videos is not up to par, or not at the same numeric number of views as his subscriber count, because his subscriber count is like in the 5.1, 5.3 million subscribers, and the video is less than that. The video is like 1.2 or 1.3 or something like that. And, you know, what's interesting is he pointed out that this guy, you know, I don't know if he still is, but was offering, you know, a contest to where people would submit 10-second clips, animated or not, I assume, that he wanted to incorporate into the Luigi's Beatbox that he was putting together, and that those who got chosen, they would win a grand prize of an autographed plushie of this, you know, of this guy's OC. And I heard him bring that up in the clip, and even SaberSpark brought this up too. You know, and I'm with SaberSpark on this. It's like, no, you need to probably do more than just compensate them with a plush, an autographed plush. You need to pay them, you know, for their time. Like, you need to basically make sure that they are sustained financially for, you know, helping you out, if you will. And then the other thing the guy said was, well, if you don't get chosen, I'll still, you know, recognize your channel. I'll still, you know, name your channel. I'll list it off on my channel so you get recognition. And it's like, okay, that's great and everything, but still, you know, you're asking people to help you out, you know, you're basically helping people to help you out in getting you, I should say, out of a situation that you're in right now. Because part of that reason, part of that reason is because of the fact that, again, his channel is financially not stable anymore. And mostly he just spent about $47,000 to $50,000, on a on this AMB for his own personal collection, which has gotten out to the public. It has gotten out to the public, so I'm sure you can find it elsewhere. Even though it's private now, he's, solidified it onto private on his YouTube channel. Basically, it is out there. It is out there. And, I look at this, I listen to what SaberSpark is saying and talking about, and, it just, this is why I think if you can animate, your own AMVs, if you're good at digital animation or 2D animation or Toon Boom or whatever, and if you have that software available and you have what you want programmed into it, I think it's best if you, on your own, create your own AMVs. That's what I think you should do. And also, if you're going to have people commission you for something they want to see, don't go and say, hey, I'm going to charge this much for it. There's a guy on Ink Bunny that does some short 10-second, 20-second little clips, animated clips. And I commissioned him for about, I commissioned him about $2 or something. And he gave me what I wanted, exactly what I wanted, even though it was like 10 to 15 seconds. And it was good. It looked really good. So to me, if you're going to, spend money on something like that, make sure you look around and find somebody reasonable. Somebody reasonable to be like, okay, I can work with you for, I can work with you on this for that. Basically find somebody that's not going to drain you of your account, of your bank account, because apparently the guy may or may not gone bankrupt because of this. And it's like, look, if you have the money yourself, and his thing, according to SaberSpark in the video, the guy spends like $30,000 to $20,000, maybe more, on his own channel, on the videos for his own channel, the rap battles and everything. And it's like, well, if you can spend money like that, then why don't you just do the AMV yourself? That's my question. It's like, why don't you do the AMV yourself? That's what makes me, curious as to, why he just do, why instead of spending money that he didn't need to, why didn't he just, use that money that he spends on his own channel to make it happen himself? That's just my curiosity. But apparently there's also, reports and rumors that he had maybe some underage kids or teens, mid-teens, if you will, animate this. And that's kind of questionable. I mean, even Discord, basically, when the video was posted on there, or information about the video was posted there, they took that down. They kind of blocked that or something. And that, to me, that's not a good sign either. That's not a good sign either if that, if Discord, of all places, did that, because that does make the guy look a little creepy, if you know what I mean. But, again, these are just rumors and reports of things possibly happening. But, like I said, I watched this video, and I'm just amazed about what I'm hearing. Now, the video, again, it's very well done. It feels like it could belong, in an episode or as a bonus portion of an episode of Has Been Hotel. It looks that good. It really does. But still, it's like, really, you're going to go out of your way and spend that much money to have this made when you could just probably find somebody out there for half the price, for half the cost, if not a lot cheaper, that could do just as good of a job, on something like this. You're going to not go out of your way to, try to save money and look for somebody that's more affordable. You're going to spend it on this. I mean, yeah, animation's expensive, but this is ridiculous. This is really ridiculous. I mean, this is why I like it when people like me and other, like people like myself and others, we have the opportunity. We, if we got the money or if we have the, the software and everything, we're glad and happy. You know, we're glad and happy to be able to, you know, go out and, you know, create our own, AMVs, create our own fan vids. You know, I'm happy about that. I'm glad about that. You know, so to me, I think that this guy probably made a huge mistake. But obviously, he seemed very desperate to want to make this happen, to want to have something that, you know, he knows that if he goes out and asks somebody to do it for as a request or a regular cheap commission, then they're going to say no. So, you know, so again, I just don't know what to say here. I mean, look, I admit if I had the money, maybe I'd request somebody to do a music video that I would want in a great, with great animation and all that. There's no doubt. But, you know, what I would do is I would make sure that not only would I have the money, but I'd make sure I had more than enough. Like, I have enough to cover me afterwards for any other bills and expenses I need to take care of. Because if not, I know I'd be screwed. So, yeah, just really surprising to hear this kind of a story. And, you know, hopefully he gets out of this without, you know, getting in any trouble. I mean, if there is any evidence that maybe he did have minors, you know, mid-teens, if you will, animate this, you know, and let's be honest, you know, looking out, you know, looking away from the, you know, the wrongness of that, you know, if somebody in the mid-teens did do this, they did a heck of a job. Give them credit. They have a future as an animator in the business. But still, you know, if the rumors are true, reports and rumors are true that he did do that, you know, he associated with somebody of, you know, underage, that's not a good look. That's not a good look for him. So hopefully, whatever the situation is that he's dealing with right now, he gets out of it and he doesn't have to rely on others to help him get out of it. And hopefully he learns his lesson here. Hopefully he learns his lesson that if you want something like this done, there are other alternatives. You know, you can find, you know, cheaper alternatives that can do just as good of a job, you know, if not better than what you spend $50,000 for. But anyway, that's just my thoughts on it, guys. Let me know what your thoughts are. Check out Saber Spark's video on it. And until next time, I will talk to y'all later.